This is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. We're lifelong Lions fans. Bob!
All right, let's go, Lions fans. The Jared Goff era has begun.
Connor!
Hey, let's bite some kneecaps. Detroit versus everybody, baby.
UJ!
A new era in Detroit has begun, people. So get on the train or get left behind.
Rud Dog!
This is going to be an unprecedented era of Detroit Lions respect.
And I'm Big Z. It's a new era of Detroit Lions football. It's going to be one hell of a season. We'll be drinking the blue Kool-Aid with Dan Campbell all year long. Predictions, thoughts, reactions, everything we got to hear. Sit back, relax, and grab your Kool-Aid, fans. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back at September 7th. Which means, at the time of this recording, we are 5 days away from the start of the NFL season. By the time this recording drops, it might be even closer to that. You'll be on the edge of your seats. You don't know what to do with your hands. You're just shivering in anticipation. I don't know. But on the podcast, a Big Z, we got Bob.
Hello.
Red Dog.
Yo.
And UJ.
Hey, everybody.
So, gentlemen... I won't take too long. We'll get into entering the Lions Den in a moment. But before we do, I do want to make an announcement that we are teaming up with something called TPPN, the Pigskin Podcast Network. You can look them up on Twitter and social media. But this is an offset of Amaze Media Labs. But basically, this is a podcast network where – there's a podcast for each NFL team, and even some fantasy ones as well. So it's a community of podcasts that we are joining. And what this is basically going to do, first of all, our podcast is going to change a little bit. Maybe later on you might hear an ad at the very beginning, but basically everything after that, this is the same. The only thing we're doing is expanding our network and giving us better and bigger content going forward.
Hopefully finding more of you.
Yeah, exactly. So if you hear us mention TPPN, that's the Pigskin Podcast Network. We'll be mentioning it on social media and stuff probably going forward, but just want to make that announcement. And our guests on Entering the Lions Den will be a part of that as well. But that's all I wanted to mention. Bob, Rud Dog, and UJ, I'm excited at least for this, joining this network. It just allows us to meet more fans across the NFL and get to – give them a bunch of shit, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Absolutely.
We're playing against the Lions, as we tend to do, because we drink the Kool-Aid here, of course.
Oh, it is good. It'll expand our football knowledge a little bit, getting to talk to other people, that are into the game as much as we are.
Granted, right, and we'll get to open their eyes to everything going on in Detroit that they I think people are blind to, because the media hates us and they know nothing, generally.
Our goal is to turn all those pods into Lions pods, too.
Yes, take it over. Take it all over.
I like it.
All right, gentlemen. So our first willing participant, we'll get into that in a second here. So let's enter the Lions Den. All right, blue Kool-Aid drinkers, entering the Lions Den for the first time in 2021 is Nick Newman. Nick, welcome to Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm looking forward to talking some ball, getting into this 49ers-Lions matchup.
So as I mentioned in our introduction, listeners, we have joined a new podcast network called the Pigskin Podcast Network from Amaze Media Labs. And it's a whole network. So literally every team in the NFL is represented on this network. We have become a part of it. It's just a way to expand our network, I guess, yep. And just get more perspectives in the podcast. Nothing will change. But I got into all that more in the intro. We don't need to go over it again. But, Nick, we'll be excited to being, I guess, colleagues in a way going forward.
Definitely.
All right, enough of the nice talk now. Time to enter the Lions Den for real, Nick.
Let's do it.
So you got Bob, Rud Dog, UJ, and I here, Big Z, and – I'll throw this one to Bob first. Bob, let's give it's been a year. Sorry, I'm a little off my game and entering lines in. So first, my question to Nick is, why the hell are you a 49ers fan?
Oh, man. Well, I was born into a family of longtime 49er fans. My grandpa grew up, or I shouldn't say grew up, he got season tickets the team's inaugural season, 1946, when they were playing at Kezar Stadium, had his season tickets all the way through. My dad had tickets since 1981, the year the 49ers won their first Super Bowl. He took me to all the games at Candlestick growing up. And now I have my own season tickets. I just purchased my own this past year. And I've been covering the 49ers in the media for about the last year and a half now, doing some writing for all 49ers, Sports Illustrated. And I have my own podcast, the Faithful Fanatic Podcast, which is also part of the Pigskin Podcast Network. And yeah, that's pretty much just the simplest way to put it, that I was born into a family of the loyal faithful, the 49er faithful, if you will.
Nice.
Oh man, the Candlestick. When did the 49ers stop playing there? 2013,
2014, around that time.
I've always read that was one of the worst stadiums to go to.
You know, it really was. For anybody visiting the stadium, going to a game that wasn't a 49er fan, absolutely. I mean, the place, it was a dump, but it was our dump. You know, it needed to be renovated. It was really worn down. It was around forever. And but just the environment, it was completely different than Levi's Stadium. It felt like home. It was personally my home away from home. I grew up about literally 2 miles from the stadium, and it was within walking distance, bike riding distance. So it's a lot different being down at Levi's Stadium now, but definitely, I know where you're going with the Candlestick. It wasn't the nice stadium. Like, you know, it was in our own backyard. That's the best way to put it.
Hey, you guys realize your dynasty that began back in what, 83, I think it was. Would never happen if Eddie Murray didn't miss that kick.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I was born in 95, so that, my dad could tell you a little bit about Eddie Murray and his missed kicks, but, you know, that's a little, I try to dig into the history as much as I can, but yeah, I wasn't around for all that.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, boy. Bob, throw a question to our willing participant here.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you about the pass rush, how it's going to work out this year, resurgent. But I'm going to go in another direction because I'm curious about your new quarterback. Is he really breaking fingers out there with his rifled passes? I know we had that in Matthew Stafford here. Really gunned the ball in.
I haven't heard anything about Trey Lance breaking any fingertips. I've seen him a couple times in practices. I was at both preseason games. He throws a very strong ball, and he's definitely has the arm talent. He can gun it like anybody else in the league. I truly feel that way, that he has a very special arm, but he has a little bit of Colin Kaepernick in him. When we had Kaepernick playing quarterback, he has a hard time throwing with touch, or he's still growing in the area of throwing with touch when the receiver's, you know, within 5-10 yards. For example, in some of the preseason games against the Chargers, he just got to learn when it takes something off of it, because he can throw a really nice fastball, and he's just got to develop more touch.
Yeah, Shanahan has announced a starter yet, right? Technically,
he has. The depth chart came out today. It's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo going against the Lions, and I do feel like that's the best decision, not just for Trey Lance in the immediate future, but for the team as a whole. Because right now they were so injury riddled last year that it really just took away any hopes of getting back to the Super Bowl. They're healthy right now. Oh my gosh. Sorry. Excuse me. My dog's over here. Sorry about that. But yeah, as I was saying, it was really hard for them to get back to the Super Bowl last year, just because of all the injuries, or let alone make the playoffs. And just looking at Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, if they were to go with Lance this game against the Lions, I don't see how they could ever go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. Whereas if you start Jimmy Garoppolo, you have Trey Lance waiting in the wings for whenever everybody feels like he's ready.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, definitely. And when they drafted Lance, I thought they would at least be a year away from starting him personally, because he was playing at D1AA to leap to the NFL after that short of time. And he played one game last year?
Definitely. So he played one game at North Dakota State, and he had a rough first half in that game. And he had a solid second half. But yeah, you could just imagine, for a kid that just turned 21 years old, he has not had the reps that you need to just come into the NFL and be a starting quarterback on a team like the 49ers.
Right. So, Rud Dog, let's throw this over to you.
Yeah, so I got a question about how you feel about this game coming up against the Lions. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you need to wear your brown pants, 10 being you jump on a rocket, fly to the moon, and dig a hole to bury yourself in, how scared are you of facing the Lions this week?
Oh, scared? Okay. You know, I'm really trying to look at this as objectively as possible. And the way that I see it is Las Vegas gave them, you know, the second best, the second most favorable spread this week for a reason. With all due respect, I know I'm in the Lions end right now talking to a bunch of Lions, a bunch of Lions
fans. Kool-Aid drinkers, Noah.
The Kool-Aid drinkers. Yeah, you know, yeah. But I think the last I checked, the Buccaneers are 8-point favorites Thursday night against the Cowboys, and the 49ers are right there, 7.5-point favorites. And I think that's really fair. You know, there's a lot of transition going on in Detroit, and you guys know very well with a new head coach, new quarterback. The defense wasn't that great last year. And we'll see what Jared Goff does. I'm personally a Jared Goff fan. He grew up about 40 minutes from where I'm from, up in Marin. So, yeah, but as far as Sunday goes, I really like this matchup for the 49ers. I think the ground game is going to really be back to how it was in 2019 when the team finished second in the league in rushing yards behind the Ravens. Defensively, I know, Bob, I believe it was you that wanted to talk about the defensive line a little bit. And around here, people thought Dee Ford was going to retire this past offseason because he was out the majority of last year with some neck and back issues, which were deemed at the time career threatening. And he's come back in camp and he looks like his old self, like he was on the Chiefs, like a guy that can come in and get double digit sacks. So that pass rush is going to be ferocious. Jimmy Garoppolo just got to protect the ball, which I'm sure he will this weekend, but I'm feeling really good about this on the 49ers side of things. I'm curious about you guys. How are you feeling about this matchup?
I mean, that was all we'll good information and stuff, but I asked for a number.
A number. So you got to go over this number system for me again. Like, how confident am I in the game? Like,
we're
one.
Still trying to figure it out.
Okay. Scale from 1 to 10. 1 being you need to wear your brown pants.
Yep.
I trust you know what that means. Uh-huh. 10 being you need to fly to the moon and bury yourself. Okay. How scared are you of the Detroit Lions this week?
How scared am I? I don't know if I need to break out my brown pants because I'm scared of the Lions, but I'm feeling good about
it's a number value. It's easy.
My confidence level is a 10 out of 10 this game. Like, I'd be shocked if the 49ers walked away with a loss. You know, I'm eager to hear your guys' points.
You're really good dodging this question. I'll give you that.
I don't think you take into account that Dan Campbell takes a kneecap for each point that they're
underdog. I haven't taken any. I haven't taken that into account. Hopefully, no kneecaps were taken out or bitten off this game.
UJ.
We covered a couple of good things I was interested in here. How's the health of this team right now? Joey Bosa, for instance, and it looks like you had a couple of nice additions to your O line. And that was, I think, one of your points of contention, how good you'd be this year. You think they developed enough to be really good this year?
Definitely. So the health of this team is as good as it's been going into a season pretty much since Kyle Shanahan has taken over. They're healthy on both sides of the ball. They escaped the offseason, going through camp, going through the preseason with no major injuries. Like, this team is locked in, ready to go. And I truly do feel like that's what held them back last year. It started with week 2 losing Nick Bosa and losing Dee Ford. Excuse me. And
the 49ers don't play at the Giants field this year, right?
Yeah, no MetLife this year. No MetLife this year. But yeah,
that's good.
As far as injuries go, no, Deebo Samuel fractured his foot last offseason. He's ready to go. Brandon Ayuk. So this team is really, really healthy. And I do think that on both sides of the ball and just looking between roster spots 1 through 53, that they are so deep that I do consider them strong contenders in the NFC to come out and potentially play into the Super Bowl this year. So they're looking good. They're looking good. And
your draft pick from last year, Kinlaw, he was injured.
Yeah, he was last year, right? He was. And, you know, to be completely honest, Kinlaw, the fan base has mixed emotions towards him because, of course, he's going to be forever associated with a DeForest Buckner trade. We had an all-pro defensive tackle in DeForest Buckner, and the 49ers traded him to the Colts for the 13th overall pick. They moved down to the draft to 14, selected Kinlaw there. And, you know, there's really mixed emotions, like I said, regarding Kinlaw. I haven't been too high on him because the team is already so deep on the interior of the defensive line. But if he can have a breakout year and just kind of be a guy that's, you know, does a good job standing his ground and even getting a double team from time to time, That's really, really going to help out in getting this 2019, the defense right now, the pass rush getting back to 2019 form, because that really wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo. He wasn't the driving force in 2019, as the majority of the NFL is well aware. It was the run game and the defense. And I feel like they're knocking on the door of getting back. They just got to stay healthy. They have a lot of depth. They signed Arden Key from the Raiders, Mo Hurst from the Raiders, two guys that are going to contribute. Hurst is hurt right now, but he'll contribute later on. They were able to bring back a lot of free agents that I did not see them being able to bring back just because of the salary cap. Kyle Juszczyk's back. They extended Trent Williams. So a lot of depth on both sides of the ball. And to answer your last part about the offensive line, that was one of the areas they wanted to focus on this offseason. They signed Alex Mack. And
he's good.
You know, they drafted Aaron Banks in the second round, who was hurt right now. So we'll see. We'll see if this offensive line improves, especially in pass protection. This is a team that has all the pieces on both sides of the ball.
I'm really curious. One of the matches I'm really excited to see is our rookie first-round right tackle, Penei Sewell, going against this defensive line. Whether they line up Dee Ford or Bosa across from him, I think he's going to be really challenged by this stout D-line that the 49ers have. It'll be a good first test right away for our rookie, who's had an up-and-down preseason.
Absolutely. He had an up-and-down preseason. I was getting ready to ask that. I was looking at some clips, like a Twitter thread that I saw posted on him. And, yeah, so a little bit up and down of a preseason.
For sure. Yeah, he's there are some times where you can tell, like, this is a 20-year-old
playing a new position.
A couple of years ago.
They switched him to the right side, so he's got to learn the
right
opposite
I think we'll see some up and downs for sure. I've been saying at least the whole season. But I do think long-term, and we all think long-term, that he still has – tremendous upside, but there might be some ups and downs a little bit, more than you expect maybe out of a seventh rounder, but he is still just super young guy.
Definitely. Did he sit out last season?
Yeah.
At Oregon? Yeah. That's what I thought.
He opted out of the season.
And he's a young guy. He's only 20, I think, right?
Yep. Yeah. 20 years old.
Not even drinking age.
So really youngie.
Yeah. That is, that's crazy.
Yeah.
The other I think a guy you're going to look out for too, Nick, a guy you might remember the name of, a young guy too, is Derek Barnes, linebacker out of Purdue, our fourth-round draft pick. I will watch out for him. I'm interested to see, because this is a really good offensive line that San Francisco has, and Kyle Shanahan running his zone scheme, I think it's going to really benefit this guy who plays on instinct more.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like the matchup, I think, going into this game as well. That will it be the difference maker? I don't know, but I think it will be a name you might know by the end of the game.
Definitely.
Know before.
And if you guys don't mind me asking, how are you guys feeling going into this game? I know there's a lot of excitement right now, and whenever change comes about, you got a new quarterback in Jared Goff, new coach Dan Campbell. How are you guys feeling going into the season?
Baby.
Campbell's got everybody excited for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Goff is mixed with the fan base. You know, most people think he's a placeholder until we could draft a quarterback in 2 years.
Official.
But, he could surprise us. No, that's just general when you talk to people. People think.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Lions think that, but the fans think that.
I mean, Nick, what do people outside of Detroit think of Dan Campbell, I guess? Because I think the approval rating in Detroit is above 80%.
Well,
I think compared to the Matt Patricia era, what we're seeing on Dan Campbell is everything we've been missing for the last 3 years, just in terms of like personality, communication to the fan base, just everything Matt Patricia was and Dan Campbell seems to be so far.
I think that around here, at least, that Dan Campbell, he definitely made some bold headlines with his introductory press conference, I'd say, that's pretty much all that around here people talked about. And other than that, we'll just have to see how it all shakes out. It's too soon for any of us to place judgment. The introductory press conference gave us something to talk about, you know, on the radio driving around. People were definitely talking about the kneecaps and everything that he brought up. I thought it was great. Personally, I think he's a funny guy, but as far as the X's and O's go and what he's capable of, we'll have to find out. But it's interesting to hear that you guys have a 80% approval rating. Robert Sala, I thought that
unscientific.
He might go back to the Detroit area, but of course that didn't end up happening.
Right. No, apparently Robert Saleh didn't do well in his interview with the Lions. That's what the word kind of coming out the past few months has been. Because, yes, you're right. I think going in the process, the ownership for the Lions was also expecting him to be a front runner. And after their interview with him, I think they kind of went another direction, basically, which is interesting to me, especially because the guy seemed to like be just a perfect fit.
Surprised a lot of people when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprised us over here because I think a lot of people felt like that's where he was going to go.
Right. Yeah. I mean, great. He did a great job for you guys. Just a high, and a high personality guy, too. So,
yeah, very high energy. I'm interested to see how his career is going to pan out, his coaching career with the Jets, for sure.
Yeah. It'll definitely be interesting to follow, for sure. So, I mean, the last part here, the only thing, you know, Kyle Shanahan's been around for a little bit, and I really respected the job he's done as offensive coordinator. But, I mean, do you have any concerns about Kyle Shanahan coming into the season as a coach? Because he hasn't won the big one yet.
Yeah, a lot of the fan base is all in on Kyle Shanahan, like the vast majority of them. So I spend a lot of time on Twitter and the 49ers Twitter community, and it's a big community. There's a lot of people that participate in the 49ers Twitter nonsense. They love Kyle Shanahan, you know, whereas I kind of see it. He has all the potential. You can see it. He's an offensive genius. I agree with a lot of that. It's just he struggled to win the big game. He blew two Super Bowls. He had his teams in position to win both of those games, the Falcons in 2016, the 49ers in 2019. And for whatever reason, he just kind of lost it. He just lost the sense of managing the game. He only ran the ball. He put the ball in Jimmy Garoppolo's hands in the Super Bowl after he took the ball out of his hands the previous 2 weeks against the Vikings and the Packers, and he was just running all over teams. The running backs on the 49ers in that game averaged like 6.5 yards per carry, and still they were just so reluctant to get guys like Raheem Mostert involved in that game. So that's where my concern with Shanahan is just his ability to win the big one. Other than that, I have a ton of confidence in him. If you just look at what he's done with guys like Nick Mullins and CJ Beathard, Brian Hoyer, Matt Schwab, he has a lengthy record, a track record of being able to put quarterbacks in a position to succeed and put up numbers. So I do believe he's a very solid head coach. I guess concerns for this year is going to be the transition of Robert Saleh leaving and D'Amico Ryans coming in to be defensive coordinator. Cause you're always worried whenever there's turnover right there. And the 49ers, for as many injuries as they had to deal with last year, they still ended up having a pretty sound defense. So I'm interested to see how things play out on the defensive side of the ball, coaching wise. But Kyle Shanahan, yeah, he's a good coach. He has all the potential in the world. He's been to two Super Bowls, one as a coordinator, one as a head coach. And it's just a matter of him showing that he can win the big one. He's not going to choke away under pressure.
Hey, UJ.
Absolutely. So I think we're getting to the end of the time here, Nick. But you gotta before
hit,
we wrap up here, I want to get your prediction. Score-wise for this game.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with here's an interesting one, too. I'll throw this out there that Kyle Shanahan's offenses typically really struggle in week one. I think he averages under 20 points per game in his week one matchups. So if that's the case, who knows? But I don't really see it happening that way. I'm going to go with 49ers 31, Lions 13.
Come on.
Oh, my God. No.
Come on, man.
I
told you guys, guy was delusional.
Totally. I thought we drank a lot of Kool-Aid. What Kool-Aid do you guys drink?
Hey, UJ, you got to ask Nick the one question you ask every new entrance to the den.
Yes, it's usually the last. It's the last question.
The fan, lifelong fan. All right, if you don't remember the question, I'll ask it myself.
I don't.
Can you sing the 49ers fight song?
Yes.
That is
the question.
The 49ers don't have a fight song.
Oh, what? Come on.
Yeah, no, they don't, to the best of my knowledge. Oh, and I've been going.
What kind of franchises?
Yeah, wow. What a Bush League franchise.
Yeah.
Wow.
At least we have a fight song.
Yeah. No fight songs over here. That's not.
We've only won one playoff game in the Super Bowl. We have a fight song.
I'll take the banners over the fight song.
You can thank Eddie Murray for that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
That's all right.
Important. All right. So,
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you for joining us on and entering the Lions Den. Just one, if you give the listeners one last reminder of your podcast.
Definitely, yeah.
You want to share.
So I go by Niner Nick on Twitter. My Twitter handle is NinerNick_22, and my podcast is The Faithful Fanatic on Apple Music, Google Pods, Pocket Cast, Overcast, everything on all major platforms. Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on. It was a pleasure. And good luck this week. It's going to be a fun matchup. Hopefully it's closer than the way I see it. But I'm sure it's going to be a good game. Yes, I'm just happy that football's back.
For sure.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Absolutely. Of course. Thanks so
take
much
care, guys.
For joining. Appreciate it. All right, gentlemen. So like I was saying, in the Lions Den, another delusional one
guys,
steps
crazy.
In. Yeah. And I don't think he maybe managed to escape, but barely with his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean,
he's
30,
really overconfident.
Definitely with his delusions intact. That's for sure.
Yeah. 31-13. I mean, come on, guy. So, I mean, time will tell, I suppose. But nonetheless, he was asking what our thoughts were. But of course, we wait for the end of the preview podcast to release those predictions. Yeah. So, as Nick mentioned on the pod, Lions 7.5-point underdogs at home. This is a 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central, 10 o'clock Pacific, since it is the West Coast team that we're playing. I'll mention the time. We are playing in Detroit against the 49ers. Let's go to Rudd Dog first. I want to hear your prediction. I want to hear a bigger spread than 31-13 in your prediction, I'm sure.
Well,
historically speaking,
you would be correct. So I really like our matchup in this game. I think, obviously this 49ers team has a lot of talent and, on both sides of the ball, but I think everyone's going to be underestimating us this year. And I think the Lions are going to come out and punch him right in the freaking teeth and, blow him off the ball right out the gate. TJ Hawkins is going to have 3 touchdowns and Romeo Okwara is going to have 3 sacks and a forced fumble. So,
3 is your magic number, huh?
It is. It is. And so that's going to end up with a score of 41 to shut up, Bob. Don't laugh at me. 41-17, Detroit Lions take it to the 49ers in a handy victory.
All right.
Wow.
Good debut for Dan Campbell. Wow.
Absolutely.
The Kool-Aid will absolutely be flowing with that result. Let's go to you, Bob.
All right. Well, opening day, I'm excited. I'm going to be there. Connor's going to be there.
Ooh.
Our missing podcaster will be there.
You better get loud. You better get
We will. We will. The Kool-Aid will be flowing. It's going to be a tough task. You know, I think the 49ers see themselves as contenders for the Super Bowl this year. And the Lions are nobody's expecting anything. So I think they could be a surprise this week and see what Dan Campbell puts out there. So I like get our offense going a little bit. The running game and Hawkinson. I think our defense is going to surprise some people because they sucked last year, but I think we'll get a good pass rush going. And I see the Lions winning 21-16. Give up 1 touchdown and a bunch of field goals. So
much tighter.
21-16.
I like it. Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
All right. That's 2 predictions for the Lions winning. UJ.
Okay. I too am very excited about this weekend. Lions first game. Very exciting. Very exciting. I'm optimistic this year, and I think Campbell's been sandbagging everyone in the league right now.
You're never optimistic before this year, UJ. This
I know. I'm learning, though. I'm learning from you guys. I'm learning from you guys. So, I think Campbell's been completely sandbagging the league this year with the preseason and everything else. I like their youth movement. They took guys that are blank slates, and they're going to mold them the way they want to mold them. I think they may struggle a little bit, but I think they're going to find their groove in this game. And I think our D-line will give them enough trouble, give Jimmy Garoppolo a lot of trouble, and our offensive line will be good enough to get our run game going. I think we're going to win a close game. I think 17-14, we're going to win this one. It's not going to be a huge scoring game, I don't think, but There'll be some really interesting defense and some great plays. And, yeah, I see us winning a close one, 17-14.
Ooh, a defensive battle out there, huh, for this game.
Yes, I do.
I like it. That's another one for the Lions. So let me go to my prediction here. This is going to be an interesting one. I really am interested to see this Lions offensive line against this defensive line for the 49ers. Strength on strength. That's what I want to see, especially in an early test. But it's also going to be a test for our Lions run defense. The 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, known for their running game. And we were mentioning in entering the Lions on that offensive line for the 49ers. It'll be really interesting to see. I'm just really interested to see the defensive scheme in this game. We get to finally see what it's all about. Can it mesh with our current crew of people? It'll be fascinating. I'm really excited to see it. Where I do think there is a weakness in the 49ers is that cornerback. Now, a lot of people say our wide receivers is the weakest group on the roster. This is just general thinking. But I think we can attack that. I think Tyrell Williams is really going to step up in this game and have over 100 yards. I think he's definitely capable of that. As long as he stays healthy all the way at the end of the game. Health has always been his biggest issue. But he's playing for a bigger contract next year. So Tyrell Williams, I think, is going to have a big year. I think Hockenson maybe goes for like 60, 70 yards. He won't have a big game like maybe Rudd Dog is predicting necessarily. But I do like the weakness of the corners here. I think we're going to really attack that, especially with even Khalif Raymond and some speed on the outside. So having said that, I think Jared Goff throws for a couple touchdowns. We get a rushing touchdown either from Swift or Williams on the goal line on a field goal. So 24-17, Lions win.
Ooh.
That's my prediction. That's all our prediction.
Wait a second.
We all predicted.
Holy smokes.
Whoa. Wow. Holy cow.
Unbelievable.
We were told by a lot of our new colleagues that we should be called the Smartest Guys in the Room podcast.
they all said that.
Right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Wow. Awesome. So, again, thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you all are looking forward to this upcoming season. You know, everybody's 0-0. I saw a lot of predictions. Even Kyle Mankey, I saw,
That's right.
We have up and down thoughts about him.
I need some Kool-Aid. Definitely.
But he predicted a 3-14 record for the Lions. Yeah. And I think that is a bunch
lame.
Of and I think we all do on the podcast as well. We are drinking a blue Kool-Aid until otherwise. Until someone tells us otherwise or someone
that's
steals
right.
it. I mean, yeah, football's back. College football this past weekend was really fun. I just love football anytime, but especially Detroit Lions football.
Guys
all do too. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter at Drinking Lions. Please follow us on there. We'll be really ramping up all our posts, especially as the season gets going. Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, please download, please subscribe, and please leave a review. And also, one last thank you to our producer, Kid J, who continues to crush it.
There you go, buddy.
He just continues to crush it for us. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a pleasant first NFL Sunday. There's football every Sunday until the middle of February, you guys. So that's exciting as well. But last but not least, as always, go!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain, a Lions victory.
Go!